Game two of a three-game set between the Dodgers and Rockies. Clayton Kershaw getting ready to square off against John Gray. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Kershaw facing Nolan Arenado.
Kershaw on 2-2, his 16th pitch of the inning. Here it comes. And there's a fly ball to center field. Peterson going back, way back, and it is gone. A home run. Nolan Arenado, his second home run of the year, and he got it all. Second home run in his career against Kershaw, and the Rockies take a 1-0 lead.
Curveball up and out over the plate. Second career home run, Arenado against Kershaw.
The 1-0 to Puig. Drilled into left field, Parra coming on, dives and makes the catch. Gerardo Parra with his second circus catch in the last two innings. One ball and no strikes to Grandal. Kershaw deals. It's a high fly ball to left center field. Cole's going back to the wall. He looks up and it is gone. A two-run home run for Mark Reynolds. And he's given the Rockies a 3-1 lead. Kershaw on 1-1 to Parra. Fly ball, center field, Toll's going back, way back. He's at the wall, and it's back-to-back home runs off Kershaw. A two-run shot for Reynolds, a solo blast for Parra. It is now 4-1 Colorado. 21-year-old Greg Holland, who missed all of last year. He was out of baseball after having Tommy John surgery. The 2-2 to Puig coming up. Swung on and missed strike three. To three. And a ground ball to second base, picked up by LeMahieu, throws to Reynolds. Dodgers go down in order, and the Rockies have beaten the Dodgers 4-2. Colorado improves their record to 5-1. The Dodgers fall to 3-3.
Dave Roberts and the Dodgers fall to 300 after the loss to the Rockies on Saturday. Here's what the skipper had to say about the game.
You know, I think that, you know, if you see Clayton tonight, I know he felt good. He had a lot, he had good stuff. The fastball, the velocity was there, threw a lot of good breaking balls, the slider was good, and you know, it's just one of those things that you get good hitters, and left a curveball up to Arenado early for the homer, and then the fastball, or the slider to Reynolds, and then the fastball to Parra were just kind of center cut. So, you know, the stuff was good all night, and you know, outside of those pitches, he was really good. So, you know, they made a couple plays. We stressed Gray. We had a couple chances and just couldn't break through.
As far as Parra is concerned, he's third among left-handed batters to hit against Clayton as far as averaging is concerned. After the Reynolds home run, you thought about letting him face Parra or take him out before that?
No. I think where he was at, the way he was throwing the baseball, Yeah, he hung a slider to Reynolds, but I still felt the stuff was good. And, you know, Clayton gets anybody, let alone a left-hander, I'll still take my chances. And, yeah, he left a fastball out over.
Are you a little bit shocked when he makes mistakes like that? He's
More than dependable. He's human, and he was pretty amped up tonight. I think that you could see that the velocity was really playing up. I think he touched 95, and he was throwing some sliders, 91. You know, so he was pretty amped up. He was feeling good, so that's a good thing. But it's going to happen, and he's going to make mistakes out over, and those guys, they took advantage of
it. Is that a good thing to throw the slider that hard? Is it flattened
out at all? That time, I mean, I don't know the velocity of the slider that he left up to Reynolds. It was 91. I don't know. I think that he's throwing sliders. He threw sliders tonight that were 91 that were good, and that one just happened to just back up on him. So the stuff was good. He said he felt good, you know, and results was standing. That's a win. But, you know, like I said, we had our opportunities, just couldn't cash in and break through.
Three runs in two games. How much of this is their pitching, even their defense, and then, you guys are not doing enough.
I think it's a combination. You know, you have to obviously give those guys credit for making pitches when they need to, but defensively they've made the plays when they've needed to. But, you know, you look back the first couple games of the series and we had opportunities to, to take a walk when we needed to, and we came out of the zone a couple times that, essentially giving away an at-bat. But it's not from lack of effort. We're going to hit. We're going to score runs. So I don't think that we're too concerned over these first two games.
Did Yasiel give you an explanation as to why he was trying to steal third there?
No. I know that George talked to him. So I think that it was something that after it happened, I think that he knew it was a base running mistake.
On Saturday, Kershaw gave up multi-home runs in the same inning for just the third time in his career. He would go 8 innings giving up 4 runs while striking out 6. Here's what he had to say about his team's...
You know, I think just the mentality of it, you know, people tell you over and over again how different it is, how the ball flies and all that stuff, and I just think you have to be better than that. You know, you just can't think about it. You just go pitch, and, tonight it wasn't... I don't think that was a factor. You know, the balls that were going to go out, I think we're going to go out. So, I like this place, actually. I like the park, and it's fun to come here. And it's always a little bit of a challenge, more so just because of the team than the place.
Were you okay with your stuff overall tonight? It looked like you had good energy out there, like you were comfortable, especially.
The first 5 innings I was great with. You know, I think, that one home run to Nolan's probably a pitch I shouldn't throw. And then, you got to finish out your outing, you know. And I think, after that first bloop got in the 6th, you know, you got to limit the damage. And, I wasn't able to do that.
Arenado on a pretty regular basis. What about him makes him such a difficult at-bat?
He's just a good hitter. I mean, I don't know specifically, but he's a really good hitter. He's come a long way from when he first got called up. You know, I think he's always had the talent, but you know, he's really turned himself into, one of the best hitters in the game for sure.
Do you have any reservations on pitching inside against him? Just the nature of his swing, how he keeps his hands in.
I don't really talk about how to pitch, guys.
4-2 Rockies is your final score. Clayton Kershaw gives up multi-home runs in the same inning for just the third time in his career. He would go 8 innings giving up 4 runs while striking out 6.